Welcome to Our Thoughts Tonight. Join us as we chat in a mellow mood about music, philosophy, psychology, and anything else that will come to mind. Enjoy.
Our Thoughts Tonight.
Welcome back, everybody.
How is everyone doing this evening? I'm here with Ashik.
Hello.
I'm here with Zach.
What's up?
And I'm your host, Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin. Oh, I doesn't work with the whole Alex Trebek thing anymore, huh? Vladimir Putin, can I please talk about our 3-year anniversary today?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
This is the official Our Thoughts Tonight 3-year anniversary episode. We'll talk a little bit about our 3 years doing the podcast.
What if I just reach over and cancel the podcast right now? And that's cancel culture.
Season 3, beginning and finale.
I guess this is the season finale, right?
Season three. This is the season 3 finale, right? So we're going to season 4. Yeah.
Next season, we will have Noam Chomsky joining us in one episode. So be sure to follow us on Twitter at Kruchem Sanctum. It'll be at the description of this.
We're on Reddit, too.
On Reddit.
Right, we're on Reddit.
Well. Follow us on Reddit.
All right, I still want to make a meme and put some memes on there. But yeah,
I totally forgot about that. I have to set that thing up.
Yeah. We just started it like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks.
Also, as a side note, I started writing the Wikipedia page for Sean.
Oh.
Yeah, nice. our host that passed away at the beginning of this season or at the end of last season. Co-host, yeah. So I'm working on creating his Wikipedia page.
Yeah, and he's on Spotify too. You can listen to his
Sean
music.
Lyons. Right.
Yeah,
man,
what a crazy season!
Yeah,
this
speaking
has
been, of boys. Anniversaries, I feel like we'll get into this, but as always, Kruchem Sanctum.
We are back on Our Thoughts Tonight, and Ashik has the God voice,
in
just like episode one.
That's going to peak.
I need a call in for my telephone.
Yeah. I was thinking the other day, because it's anniversary or whatever was happening. I was like, if this was like a TV show, right, and there was like a picture, like a painted picture, we should totally do this, by the way, for each quote-unquote season, right? So the first one I would imagine would be like me, like just like God-like voice, like the shit, and then you would be in a fucking like weird like stall with like a eye peeking out with like a fucking book on Freud or something, and like it's basically calling. Second season would basically be all of us just sitting like literally looking up at Sean like reading his poetry,
right.
So all of us, our heads are turned back. And the third one would be just like, I guess it's all three of us, except you'd be Alex Trebek. In each one, your face would be hitting because you're in a stall the first one. We're looking at Sean the second one. The third one, you're Alex Trebek.
That's great.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. So, I mean, and each season has a kind of like theme going on, really. Yeah. The fucking, you know, the weird, rigid, not rigid, the loose, weird, like, you know, atheistic first season.
The first season, yeah.
The infamous... Yeah, just each one was different.
It's kind of strange for me, too, because like in the beginning of the first season, the way that I look at it is like I was working in a radio studio while you guys were on air, just like dumping trash and doing things in the background. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like if I was in the radio, right? And then I somehow just made my way up to the microphone, and now it's like year 3 of being on the show.
I think you joined when Sean started talking.
Right before Sean.
I think you had some guest appearances.
You would every periodically be on.
Yeah, I'd be in the background or I'd be talking, but I like slowly built my way into it.
Yeah, and we are, you know,
Sean joined in afterwards, and he was super stoked. He's like, "We were on the radio last night." I was like, "Yeah, the radio, dude."
Oh my god, yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
yeah.
Me up. I was like, "Calm down, man. You're so giddy. What's going on, bud? How much coffee have you had?" Yeah. He's like, "I haven't had any." I was like, "Maybe you should."
And we had MVP, you know, the MVP
OJ.
The first season. Yeah. And then the second season was pretty strong, like, get, you know, people wise obviously, because it was like for the most part consistently 4 people, you know.
And there and I think we still have callers during that time or no?
I think we did
for a moment there, and then I switched over close to like December
when COVID hit.
Last December, up until right before the election where Biden was elected, that's where I switched, because for one, Blog Talk Radio was very expensive, like monthly. And it's cool if we were doing it during the day, because we would, and we were doing it more frequently, it would have been great because we would have had an audience, but we weren't doing it enough.
Yeah.
And the audio quality sucked for what we were getting.
Yeah, and there was like delays and stuff too. And it's live, so you got to do it once. There's no...
Yeah. Yeah,
that was a whole problem. I can edit it like this. It's much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. And yeah, so we switched over. But I was going to ask, what is your guys' favorite episode?
Paul McCartney episode.
Really?
I listened to that you're not in it, that's my favorite one.
Yeah. It's a fun one. I went back and listened to it the other day when the Get Back documentary came out.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
It's so funny, man.
Yeah.
And actually, like, it's a pretty good conversation aside from, we don't necessarily just dwell on the Beatles too much, but it like, gets into the kind of the meat of like what it means to eventually grow out of your prime.
Yeah.
And Sean had some great insight.
Yeah, he did. A critical insight.
I mean, Sean was an episode.
I think mine...
He was on the show.
I think mine was just like giving Paul like compassion. You know, I'm like, yeah, it's Paul McCartney. You know, you're like, yeah, but if this wasn't Paul McCartney,
would you listen?
Would you like it? And I'm like, no. And he's like, okay, so point proven. I'm like, all right, touche. Shit.
Yeah, that was kind of impromptu because we were just sitting riffing, and I was like, we should record this.
Yeah, it's great though. That's probably my favorite one.
What about you, Shake?
I'm split. Yeah, I don't know. I'm split. Like, I would like my first hunch was the ethics episode. You know. Because that was the first episode Sean was in, and that was like the sort of quote-unquote game-changer episode, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think that episode really shifted. That was the first episode of the second season, and that shifted us. I think it was the first episode of the second season.
It was a new adaptation.
It was better organized, better sound quality, better, you know, worse than now, but, you know.
Introduction to poems now, and like trying to fit poems, songs, and four people's conversations.
And it was fun. It was a game. It was philosophical.
Wait,
it was everything.
Which one was it?
The ethics episode.
Oh,
the
first,
first episode.
The one where, like... you know, that night I threw a ranch or whatever.
Right, right.
Was that when I moved into my new apartment?
That was, I think,
Dude, what an awesome night that was.
Yeah, so that was... That's
all in one night. Dude, we're awesome.
Are you sure that wasn't morality?
I mean, ethics, morality. I mean, we had
conversations about morality, part two.
We had the first quote-unquote morality episode was kind of like...
That was season one.
That was season one. That was like rough.
Oh, but the second one... Second season.
Yeah, and that one with Sean was like... That's probably one of my...
Can we find truth? I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Another good episode was, well, first of all, I want to say that our recent episodes have been really interesting, I think, since we go a lot deeper. You know, we have the survey questions. We have a lot of Baudrillard episodes.
We did Trivial Pursuit, too. That was
fun. Yeah, that was good. I was going to say the conscious episode, too, because that's like, you know, that's
there's like a
but a the main one, the being in consciousness, I think it was called.
My favorite one's the hyper reality episode.
Honestly, it's probably
that's a
tie
like a
between
trending topic on it, like the hyper reality one just made its way into every single
see that should
podcast.
Be another thing of the quote-unquote poster of the third season where it's just three of us, you know, including Alistair Breck, and then like the ghost of Baudrillard or something like that.
The Unabomber,
Well, that'd be the first season a lot more.
So Freud,
Freud.
The fourth one's gotta have Noam Chomsky in it,
basically.
Episode or season four,
it's like we're not worthy,
Chomsky.
And he's just like looking,
but that's awesome. We had the FBI interview in season two, right?
Yeah.
And then
I was just going to say that's my favorite episode.
Yeah, that was a
good
one too. Yeah.
A collage of people that we've interviewed like per season.
Right.
Like,
yeah, there's Matt.
Plus our perspectives.
Matt Orchard.
Yeah. I guess
Matt Orchard is our most listened to episode.
Yeah.
Really?
Which is cool. I knew it was going to. Matt just draws people in like with his channel.
Yeah,
with apparently the podcast, like people just will enjoy what he has to say, and he's an enjoyable guy to listen to.
Yeah,
and we didn't have an interview for the first season, but I guess you can kind of include
all the phone calls.
Oh, well, that
James
was
James Tempte.
Yeah, but that's not live. I don't think
it was live.
I mean, that's live, but like it's not on.
Oh, it still is.
Oh, it still is.
Yeah.
That was the first one. That was the quote unquote our first listen episode right now, Rationalism versus Empiricism, right?
Yeah.
Which was our third episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Bach. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
the Bohemian Grove was a good one too, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best topic I've ever chose.
Yeah.
Or chosen.
I think season one was good in terms of like nostalgia and getting started and stuff like that. Season two was, you know, great with Sean kind of having a lot more opinions and stuff. Yeah. Debates, I suppose.
Yeah. More organized. Yeah.
Season three, I think this has been a really strong season though, like topic wise.
I agree.
Like we've gone incredibly deep on every topic.
Yeah.
Which is like
thought great. Experiments, movies, consciousness, Matt Orchard,
yeah,
Joe Rogan. We started this season in February of last year.
Was the tribute?
5th. Yep.
That was season 3, right? Okay.
Actually, I think I uploaded on the 5th, so we started on the 4th. But
yeah,
I was going to say, my favorite in terms of like the non-traditional episodes is with Vince Sellers, the FBI, former FBI agent.
Yeah.
But in terms of the normal episodes, I think my favorite would have to be...
So many good ones.
Shoot. That's a tough one.
Yeah. There's a lot of...
Hey, there's some goodies in the first season too. I don't want to completely bosh the first season. Yeah, there's some good ones there too. Like the technology episode.
A lot of these, like during the pandemic and the lead up to the election, I was just like crazed. Like I was kind of like caught up in the media propaganda. There.
Oh, there was that one episode with when we're on the big table, you know, that was a political misinformation or something like that. That's one, a good one too.
COVID-19 anti-maskers mass hysteria. There's a lot of them, yeah. I can't choose a favorite, but if I had to, I would choose the Vince Sellers because I think the episode is any better than the others, but I had such a fun time getting ready to do that episode. Like, first, I didn't think he would contact me because at the time, I don't think I had my YouTube channel. So seeing his YouTube channel, he had like 3,000 subscribers. I thought that was a big deal.
Right.
I was like, oh, this guy's got like 30,000.
Like, dang, man.
And Vince... And he has a book, but he's like such a nice guy.
Yeah, he was really cool.
Oh, he replied. He was down to do it. And then just like we woke up early. You were on Zoom, right?
Yeah.
We were all on Zoom.
Yeah, you were at the restaurant. I was at my apartment.
I wasn't on that episode.
Got here, got my coffee. It was really fun for me.
Yeah. I think I was working.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, I was a little nervous, but then like the questions started rolling and it was like, it was fun. Yeah, we got pretty deep in that one too.
Yeah, I remember listening to it. Yeah. And every time you asked a question, he's like, "Oh, well, that's a really good question."
Yeah,
every other question, I was like, "Dang, dude!"
I was trying to like kind of like not stump him, but like kind of give some difficult questions, you know, a little bit. But
gave you answers though.
Yeah, you know, he was good. He gave great answers. Good. Yeah,
you were just waiting for that one question that you asked him. He's like,
"Oh, that happened." Yeah,
but it didn't happen.
Yeah,
he was fun.
He's good.
The music thing. Oh man, yeah, that's
What was the dog thing?
Him and his wife make songs about their pugs or something.
Yeah. Or
I thought it was clothes.
It's something like that.
It's like Christmas related, right?
Sort of situation.
Christmas. Yeah, maybe you're right.
We donated pugs to the cause.
Oh no, you're right. It was music because he's a musician.
Yeah,
so, it was music related, but.
Yeah, I noticed the whole time during the interview there was like a Les Paul or something sitting in the back, so I had to ask.
You're just eyeballing.
Do you have the video? We have the video for that, right?
I deleted Oh, wait, it's online.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on our YouTube page.
Okay, there you go.
You're like, is that a Les Paul or Epiphone? Or, I mean, is that a Gibson or an Epiphone? It's
turns
a Les Paul.
Out his desk, what we thought was his desk, was actually a keyboard.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I think he like lifted it or something. I don't remember, but.
That's crazy.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, so we'll take a quick break and we'll be back to talk more about the podcast and our last 3 years doing the podcast. And
welcome back to Our Thoughts Tonight, where we are celebrating our 3-year anniversary. So right now we're going to go through, I guess, pretty much each episode, right?
Yep.
And we're going to
go through each one.
Yeah, and just reflect on it real quick on each one.
Should we start from the most recent or the oldest?
Oh, I guess it's the oldest, right?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay,
the beginning of time.
Yeah, I guess we're skipping the first.
So rationalism versus empiricism, Bach, Mass, and B minor, and Judgment Day.
These names.
Join us tonight. This was before. Yeah, first thing I want to say about this was before I knew, again, pre-YouTube.
Yeah.
Before I knew how to title things properly, like headlines or anything. So it's just like...
Clickbait.
It's like tags, basically.
It's not even clickbait. Yeah, no, this is definitely isn't. Because I had no idea like, that was the
just
concept.
Titling in general.
Yeah.
You're just like, I'm going to put all the things in commas.
Yeah.
Everything that we talked about, I'm going to summarize it
exactly.
In a sentence.
Which is exactly what you're not supposed to do.
Yeah. There's some really good like title memes. There's like morality or whatever. Jesus Christ, man.
Jeez. All right. It's funny because it's like it gets worse. That's the funny thing. So what
0110011.
What do you think about that episode?
I was drunk that episode. That was a weird one.
We did that at my old place. I think.
I don't even think I existed yet.
You existed.
Yeah, I didn't exist there.
Yeah, that was when we were like, doing the podcast at your house. Yeah. I mean,
was in the womb.
Yeah. it's a good one, I guess. But like, honestly, I didn't know anything about rationalism versus empiricism back then. Like, as compared to now.
Same.
So like, it wasn't really a fair conversation. It was fun to have our guests and stuff, but
was that the one James Tempte called into?
Yeah, that was one where James was in. Yeah. Yeah, that would made it fun and stuff, but I was honestly a little bit too drunk that day too, so it was kind of hard to remember.
Yeah.
And plus those were like the quote unquote cringy days of me.
It was pretty fucking cringy, man. I still at that, like that was in our actual first episode. Yeah. The actual first episode I think is lost.
Yeah, I might be. I might have it, but I might have accidentally deleted
it. Might be on the blog talk.
Maybe. And the first two, I don't even know what the second episode was about. I know the first one was about God or something. But
the second one was rationalism versus empiricism.
I thought there was two before that.
I don't know.
Maybe you're right.
We'll go back and look.
The lost episode. Why we actually have lost episodes?
That's so funny.
Yeah, how about you? You said you thought it was cringy or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was saying, so the first episode, definitely the majority of the time, I was trying to figure out how to get the sound to work, so I barely talked.
Majority of the season, really, yeah. But yeah.
Up until this point, I think I was still doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this next episode, I think, which is one of your favorites, despite how old it is.
Yeah.
And despite the cringy quality, I remember this night distinctly. Yeah. It was Technological Singularity, yeah. Unabomber, Chance with Our Thoughts Tonight Crew.
See,
note
yeah.
the bad title again.
Yeah. That's a good, I had the God voice and even a lot of the good points we made, I think I cut out. But like, that was like, quote unquote, our golden episode before yeah. like Sean, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah, because we got really deep. You had great questions. I like had... You know, read the manifesto. I could. Like,
I read a pretty like yeah, good abridged version of it right. too, so I knew what to talk
yeah,
about.
It's a short book and stuff too. So yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, that's that was pretty much our undefeated episode until I think you know the Sean era.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
and that night I remember it was snowing. Yeah. It was like a dark night, yeah. and it was like right when we started college.
Yeah,
so it was like the first 2 weeks of college, I think.
Yeah.
And we were like, how are we going to like sustain all this work? Like it's yeah. so much work and stuff.
Yeah.
We were like, I remember having this conversation, like right where we're sitting right now.
Yeah.
We're like, college is so much work. How are we going to do this?
Oh my gosh. So 100 level classes. Oh my gosh.
No, it's like nothing. We're yeah. just like, yeah, taking 400. I'm taking 400 level yeah. classes next semester.
Yeah.
Trying to publish papers. And yeah, but yeah, this change in general, yeah. And like, that was the first episode here, I think.
Yeah, it was yeah. the first episode here. You're right.
Yeah. God, technology, huh?
Both good topics, too. The Unabomber and Technological Singularity.
Yeah. I go hand in hand, really.
So the next episode, enjoy some chants and traditional music with us. What are your thoughts tonight?
What is that even about?
I don't know. Should we listen to a bit
yeah,
of it?
Yeah, I want to listen to
it. That might have just been a pure analyzed chance video.
All right, we're going to play a quick clip of this.
Oh, God.
So it turns out that one is an episode with nothing but music, which I did alone, so we're skipping that one.
Yeah.
It's nice that we don't have to worry about like being on at all. Like, there's no worry yeah. about dead air. Like, I can just cut it out.
Thank God.
So it turns out that's just an episode where we talked about random shit.
Yeah, basically.
Oh my God, man. We had...
Well, that was a Bulgarian. I think that was the Bulgarian
We've come
episode.
Pretty far.
Yeah, for
there's
sure.
Like Bulgarian chants or something
I
like that?
I feel like there's a different one that was distinctly the Bulgarian chants, if I'm not mistaken. But maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe it was like the next episode.
That one was Friday night. I think you're right, Ashik. Yeah, no, yeah. you're right.
Unless there's a missing episode or something, but...
Maybe.
There's two missing.
Yeah, there's not much to reflect on that one. That's just, you know, whatever. I mean, the Bulgarian chant, that's a great... There's some great chants.
Morality in youth. I never noticed that before until now.
Really?
Free will and good times with our thoughts.
I like how there's no space after the commas, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, I was always... You know why that is? Because I was always rushing to set the blog talk okay. radio episode up.
Like right
because
after.
It was weird and like it was right after work and yeah. I just didn't bother. No wonder. Oh my
Dude,
gosh.
The descriptions horrible. Are better, man. Like more. First of all, you wrote morality twice because I think you just copy pasted it. Morality and you, free will, no space, Bulgarian Orthodox, lists, list X. Yeah, yeah, yeah. List nature versus nurture. Oh, was this the one with oh, that was the one with Nature versus Nurture where we did the Jordan Peterson game.
Yeah, yeah, you're
wow,
right.
Wow, that okay. was that episode.
Yeah, and Bailey called in.
Right, right. Wow, so that's actually getting pretty close to yeah, the Sean era.
Yeah. But look, that's 2019. Then we gave a year break in between. Like we gave about an 8 to 9 month break.
Yeah, that was long.
So then we got to back with our thoughts tonight. Is religion compatible with science? Right. I don't remember any of the conversations from that.
I don't. We kind of talked about that stuff all throughout the show, like, first season. So again, at least like in reflection with both of those episodes, like, I mean, I remember the Jordan Peterson game being really fun. And I remember like, I was like, I basically, when the other ethics episode came, and that's when I was like, we should do another game. And that's what, you know, that was the first game episode. Uh-huh. Then we had a trivia.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we have occasional games and stuff.
So the next one after that was Why Do We Dream? Which was, I think, my topic.
Yeah.
Templar and Byzantine Chants, our thoughts tonight.
That was.
Why do I have to write the podcast name
yeah.
on each title?
I don't know. I think it's like a.
Force of habit.
Yeah, it's a force of habit. Maybe. It's just like when we start the podcast or we end the podcast, we're like, oh, that's tonight. Like,
yeah,
it's the same thing. Comedy. But you're doing it as you're typing.
Yeah.
I think that's my perspective.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I remember I had like a few things that interesting things that I had to say about that topic, and that was it. I was like, I think there was like one about like, I don't know, like Islamic myths about dreaming, like, and then like,
facts.
Yeah, I'm something done. Like that. Basically, yeah. Do you remember that one that much?
The Why Do We Dream?
Yeah,
I think vaguely because I brought up a couple situations about Freud, I remember when it was, but it wasn't too special.
Yeah.
Then there was medieval thoughts.
That's just me. I think that was a Crusades episode, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just me talking about. Like
we were going off about the Crusades and stuff. Yeah. You were on that episode.
Was Sean here?
No.
Yeah.
You guys talked about the Crusades though, together.
You were with us that day.
I think you guys got drunk.
Yeah. No, you kept cutting me off. I remember that.
Just listen to it.
Oh, yeah. We'll go back and
Go back and listen to it. But yeah. And it's also, Claudia Monteverdi and Star Wars Episode 9.
I remember Metal Thoughts Tonight.
Yeah, that was actually a good one.
See, there's Metal Thoughts Tonight, which was in June 1st, 2019. And then we didn't do another episode until June 18th, 2020.
That's
because we took a break.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I remember that. Yeah. Metal Thoughts Tonight.
You guys were in school too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Metal, yeah, that was a good one because I think we like explored different genres and we actually played metal.
I remember Murat talking about Necrophages and me talking about like Metallica and like Megadeth and stuff like that.
Yeah, wait, Motorhead came up. He was sitting there. Or something, oh, okay. But you weren't on the episode, I don't think.
Okay.
Not distinctly.
I was there.
I
remember being.
You were season one there as
like
a ghost.
That's what I was talking about. It's like I'm the guy in the background dumping the trash, being a part of the conversation, but it hasn't earned a microphone yet.
Yeah, dude. First of all, we should totally pay someone to do those posters or like art or something.
Oh,
but
for
like,
sure.
But for the first season, you're right. It's like you should be like some weird, distant fucking guy in the background,
just like looking with some dishes on my shoulder.
It kind of reminds me the way you're explaining it. Kind of reminds me of like the Indiana Jones or Star Wars.
That's how I'm envisioning it too.
Yeah, well, I was thinking like. With these posters where they're like Mad TV kind of, you know, like caricatures or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
big ass heads, red noses or whatever.
Yeah.
No. God.
So yeah, that was Metal Thoughts Tonight was that one. And yeah, it's not that you didn't earn a microphone.
No,
but
we
didn't have one and you just didn't seem interested.
And we used,
I was warming my way up to it. It's not like I had to earn a position here.
Yeah.
They opened it up. For me in the beginning, I was just like,
well, we used my Scarlett at the time, right? We were using my Scarlett for a long time.
We thought that we couldn't use two microphones on it for some reason, or we couldn't get two microphones to work on it.
During that break,
it was because of Blog Talk didn't.
Yep. Oh,
yeah, it didn't work with two mics.
Yeah, and you were using a phone.
Yeah, I was using my phone and muting it whenever I wasn't talking, so there wasn't any feedback.
And if there was two phones on it, it'd be delayed, and then a shit couldn't respond in time because it's just like. You're sitting here with the phone talking, and then you can hear him talking and the phone going through.
Mute it,
and then someone else calls in, and it gets even more delayed. And then the signal would cut in and out.
Yeah.
Didn't matter if you had a microphone.
The connection.
Yeah, it didn't matter if you had a microphone or not. Like a show could be in the middle of a sentence, and then later we go back and listen to the episode and we're like, oh, well, there's only 1 minute of him talking. Yeah. The other five is gone.
See, that's because the internet connection is so bad.
But that's also a reason why we switched over to what we're doing now.
See, and that's like, I don't really like re-listen to season one episode because like, I feel like...
I already lived it.
You know, I lived it. You know, I can't hear it and I just get a little cringe.
Barely like, remember it.
With some of them at least.
And then there's The Nature of the World, Arabic Orthodox Chants, and Mozart. This is when we started back up.
Yeah, we did.
And Sean had started playing at the restaurant at this point. But we were trying to like muster up the courage to ask him if he wanted to be on. Yeah. I remember.
And he did. But then we kind of screwed up. We had a whole hour. Just you and me. Zach, you and Sean were sitting, not even in the episode. And then... we fucked up because we didn't record or something like that. Blog and then he left. Molly at Blog Talk. Yeah, this is the whole Hegel Schopenhauer episode. And then we talked. And then that was it. But it was like the one where Sean was almost in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's when I started to decide, like, we can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
I was starting to get these thoughts in my mind.
Yeah.
And then I also noticed later on, which closer towards the election, when we do switch over, I started to notice like a lot of things once I started YouTubing, which I'll talk about when we get there. But then there was COVID-19, anti-maskers, mass hysteria, and chants. This is one where you called in.
I thought this wasn't this one after the morality episode, because on here it's before. But I thought this was after the morality.
No, you're right.
That's wrong. Morality should be immediately after the Schopenhauer episode, because then we got Sean back.
Wait, no, there's. COVID-19, anti-maskers, mass hysteria. I don't think Sean was on this one.
I called him.
Because he was on... No, you weren't, actually. I'm mistaking it with the misinformation movie, episode.
No, I wasn't here for misinformation. I called in for the movie, one of the movie ones, or the mass killers or serial killers episode or something like
that. Oh, yeah,
you're right. Or one of those.
It was that one. Yeah, I don't know. We should go back and double check that. But anyway, I barely remember the anti-masker episode.
Yeah, me too. I always thought that was after, because I always thought the morality episode, the one with the game and everything, was immediately after The Nature of the World, because then we got Sean back, and that was, quote unquote, the beginning of the next season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll have to check that back. But
so there's Conversations About Morality Part 2. That is the beginning of Season 2.
Yeah, that's the first one Sean is in, for sure.
That's when you guys are debating a lot.
Not that episode, not but yet. That's where it started. Not yet.
That was the
he was treading water.
That was mythology. Yeah. That was some political ones, I'm sure. I mean, there was
the science other. One.
Yeah, the science.
Or ones, I mean, not science.
Sean was paddling upstream to debate with you.
Yeah.
So Sean joined the show and Revolution Politics. Not that one. Conversations About Morality, which was our second episode about morality.
Yeah, that's a really good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah, that one was fun. We played a game on that one too. Yeah.
And everyone had their mics, you know, four mic setup kind of thing. That's where it started.
Yeah,
you know,
finally,
I started upgrading the equipment eventually at that point. And also, we were getting pretty quickly getting ready to leave Blog Talk Radio at this point again. Revolution, Politics, and Beyond.
I don't remember that one.
Me either, honestly.
I mean, we had so many political episodes back then.
We were all caught up in the frenzy of that.
You couldn't escape it.
Yeah.
Turn on TV and there's news.
Basically. I mean, it was relevant and it was interesting, obviously.
We're all interested because you're like, oh my God, this guy's going to be president?
Yeah.
That on top of COVID, I was sure that...
Talk about how can you not talk head. About
it? Yeah.
Yeah,
and the riots, like
the riots,
and
the Revolution, Politics, and Beyond. That's what the episode was probably about. Really.
The guy called in. Remember that one guy called in? Yeah, he was like, "I'm from Chicago."
Yeah, like, he's like, "I got a gun, and but I'm scared, man. You don't know. It's not. However, it is there. That's not how it is here." He was freaking out.
Yeah,
I remember. I was like, man, you just need to calm down, lock your doors, and just like arm up, I guess. I don't know. Don't go anywhere. Order DoorDash, man. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry.
Didn't you say he was a security guard?
Yeah. I didn't know what to tell him. I was like, I can't do anything. I'm just a guy. I'm just a voice. I'm basically your conscience right now, just telling you do what's best, I guess.
And then.
Yeah.
I think that was the most I talked on the podcast was that episode. Yeah. So I was talking to that guy. You guys were like, what the hell are we going to...
See, I don't think Sean was on that episode.
Maybe not. Because season two was like, there were a few episodes where either I wasn't on there, some of them, Zach, where you weren't on there. Sean was missing from a few.
I think Sean was out on the at the cabin doing some work that episode.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure
Wait, which one are we on now?
I think we're going to move on to 2020 election. Oh, I think. Okay. Yeah. And that's the one on the big table, I think. Right. Because it was misinformation.
Yeah. That is the misinformation episode.
I like how our titles are still kind of weak. You know, we have like, and of course, Chance or like, or Beyond with Arthos.
I'm starting to shed that though. You know,
yeah, this it's is, less for sure.
If you look at it, this is October. I had already started now. I hadn't released my first YouTube video, but I was probably writing it at this point. And now I was starting to study how to create SEO optimization and all of that. So now I'm starting to shed that like nonsense title and understand how to get people to click and all that. And then also, thanks to Sean, the show started taking a more distinct structure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he definitely helped on that aspect. Yeah.
Unlike today's episode's a little messy, but this is the special episode, obviously, a season finale.
Yeah. But yeah, we have the, you know, the order going on. You know, our usual intros or whatever, then we have like the poetry before and after each song and everything. Yeah, so there's organization to it.
We had a teacher on our podcast.
Basically, literally. Yeah.
And he's like a historian. Not a historian, but
yeah, he's
a historian. A historian.
Yeah, the misinformation episode.
Yeah.
That was that's also the one with a bunch of chip noises, I think. That was when I was eating a bunch of chips.
You're right, yeah.
We got Cool Ranch Doritos.
And nacho cheese, don't forget.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And then Can We Find Truth? See, I think that's the best title out of all.
I do too. Yeah, that was good.
That's what I was going to say.
It's just a good question.
Yeah. And that's probably one of the anthropic limits. That's something for me for sure. That's definitely one of the debate episodes, I think, between me and Sean, because basically an objectivist versus subjectivist perspective on truth, which is actually pretty, it's actually good. That's pretty concise.
Yeah.
I don't remember too much of it though. So.
And me either, honestly. But I want to go back and listen to some of these at some point.
For sure.
Alaskan Serial Killers, that's the one where you weren't here. And we're just kind of talking.
Yeah, I don't know which one I called in. Our favorite movies. I remember you guys called, or I called in whatever it was. And then you guys asked my top three movies. And I think I said Valhalla Rising for one of them or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what? That's it?
No, I said Valhalla Rising, Infinity War, and Lord of the Rings or some shit.
When you said that, I was like, what is that?
Oh, yeah. It's like, a good movie. It's a good movie, yeah.
It's just like, about, I said, like, what now?
Yeah.
And Sean's like, I've seen that. And I was like, of course you guys
have
seen that. I haven't seen that.
Wait, Sean said he's seen it?
Yeah. The Valhalla movie.
It's
like older movie, isn't it?
It's not that. It's like from the early 2000s.
Oh, okay.
It's experimental.
It's like 20 years old.
Yeah, at this point,
21 years old.
Right.
I think another one of my favorite episodes was the Five Values one.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's next. To two parts with that bad boy.
Yeah. Was that you were in that one, right? Yeah. Also, one thing to note about these episodes, most of this was just me and Sean talking. Most of season two, except for the ones I'm not in, is just me and Sean for the most part, I think, from what I can remember, at least for the five, especially for Five Values and
mythology. I was there, but I was kind of just hosting.
Yeah.
Even up until the point he died, for the most part, I was just hosting.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like four people. You kind of like,
you gotta balance it out.
I don't know why. I just didn't have much to say back around that time.
Or when like,
except for politics.
Because we all switched. Yeah. We all pick our own topics too. So
yeah.
If we don't know as much about the person that's picking the topic,
Best
thing you can do is just not say anything if you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So
for sure. I was kind of facilitating, like, you know, asking questions when a conversation got dull or whatever.
Wait, what were the five L's anyway? It was romance, compassion, pride, community, and justice.
Something like that.
Those are pretty good. That's actually pretty good.
Justice.
We went 2 days in a row with that, I remember, like back to back.
Man, we went deep. Jesus.
And then there was the Vince Sellers, former FBI agent.
Yeah.
That was a fun episode.
I think we started to get like, definitely up there. Yeah,
yeah. If you look at the titles after all of those, they're incredibly organized.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the next one is, you know, is a McCartney album episode.
Yeah,
if it was in season one, it would have been like, I don't know, like join three guys in Arthos and I talking about McCartney's album.
Does it suck?
Does it suck? Is it true? Join us.
Join us. Call in McCartney 3 album.
Morality.
A whole paragraph. You pretty much just have to read the title to understand the whole episode.
Yeah, well, there's your favorite episode, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
December 19th, 2020. I listened to that one a week ago.
A week ago.
It's a good conversation.
You guys got trashed on in the comments, man.
That's a lot of dislikes. The long-awaited mythology episodes, part one and two.
Yeah, that was crazy. We went back to back
one night after another, I think. Yeah,
and those were long episodes. I mean,
it's, 2.5 hours, almost 3 hours each.
Yeah, that's and that was definitely the long-awaited mythology. We were talking about that almost every episode. Like, oh, we'll do mythology next time, and it's like, boom. And that, there were some, yeah, we played a game that one.
That was the one that you and Sean debated on.
We did. See, that was...
Because you guys were looking at mythology in two different ways. Like, yeah, I thought...
That was literally it.
I thought we were talking about mythology as in, like, oh, Zeus and like Odin. Like, this is Nordic mythology. This is, like, Egyptian mythology. This is Greek mythology.
Yeah.
It wasn't that.
Yeah.
It was, like, as a whole or... So I don't even know what it was.
Yeah, well,
I was so confused that I barely said anything because it was just you and Sean talking and me and Marana looking at each other like, huh?
We got into the story, I think, in the second episode, I think, a little bit. But yeah, for most part. And I think, honestly, it started out with me, one, a little tipsy. And two, I was, yeah, you're right. Me and Sean were just basically talking past each other, I think. Because we were not like... It's different concepts of mythology.
You're like, you're missing the point. You're missing the point.
Well, yeah.
Like, no, we're missing the point.
No, we're basically both missing the point because we're not actually talking about the same thing. Because I was basically talking about like the emotional side of like myth and how it connects to fascism, basically. And he was talking about like strict mythology. And it was,
And that's what I thought.
He was going with his old head science point of view.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what he's saying wasn't wrong. It was, I think we were literally just talking past each other.
Yeah.
And that was a good ending because we had the whole game where it was like, it was you, me versus Sean.
Yeah.
And I think, did we have a game for both parts?
I think so. Yeah. Because I got so bored. I was like, I'll do a trivia game.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyway, I think Sean went at the end.
Yeah, those are good. They were super long. Yeah. I haven't listened back to those since we made them because I don't really like mythology. Yeah. Or, I mean, I do, but I don't take time to learn about it. So, but I might go back just to listen to like all of the fun stuff.
There's a
This one's a good one.
Before we move on to that one, there's a really good part. Dude, Zach and your fucking ad libs or whatever in these episodes. There's a really good one, part two of the mythology episode where we're talking about. I think the dragon that won the Saints kill, it was part of the game. And then at one point you get fed up and you're like, man, I don't know this shit. I don't know what this Hagugu or whatever his name is or whatever.
Hagugu.
It was like super fucking random.
Yeah. It must have started with an H. I couldn't even pronounce it.
Yeah. And then, Capitol Building. Yeah.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah. I do remember that. We were playing clips of them right before the, you know, at where they were inciting the riot, essentially.
I think
that was crazy, man.
Yeah. I think you texted me that day or the day before. You were like,
podcast.
Yeah, podcast. We had to talk about this.
Be there or be square.
Yeah. It was the day after we did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was ridiculous, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. Still like, to this day.
Yeah,
really,
still.
There's
a documentary on, I think it's Hulu or something like that.
Yeah.
It's actually really good.
Oh, I watched that one.
Yeah.
They made one that came out like a week after, and I was like, this is pure propaganda, but I can't stop watching it.
Yeah.
And they were talking about it in hindsight, like it was years ago, and it was like, dude, this happened a week ago, and how did they edit
yesterday.
This?
Yesterday. It happened the day before. It's January 7th. It happened January...
No, I'm talking about the documentary on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, you probably didn't watch it because of the propaganda, though. If you watched it like how I watched it, it's to see different points of view and like what was caught on camera.
Yeah, no, I watched it. I was enjoying it, but I was like, there's a reason why they cranked this out so fast because they know it's going to get people to click on it and they're trying to push a narrative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a very like CNN liberal narrative that they were, and it was entertaining as hell, but like, I don't know. I think still with the insurrection, like they were absolutely wrong and they should be convicted and everything. But also like the CNN, like establishment liberals, they just like won't drop that.
Yeah.
Like anything else that the Trump supporters do. They just won't let it go. It's almost like they talk about it more than the Trump supporters talk about it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Pros and cons of the internet.
Yeah, this is the last Sean episode.
Oh, yeah, you're right. This is the episode. It was you, me, Bailey, Zach and Sean. Yeah, this was right before Sean died.
Yeah,
like 10 days before he died or so. Less than a week That's about crazy. A week before he died.
Yeah. This is a good episode.
And we were going to talk about space on the next episode.
Yeah, we were, huh? Jesus. Yep.
Crazy. Because he didn't sound sick or anything during this episode. He just...
Nah, dude. For God's sakes, he was talking about porn. Like it was a good episode. It was, January 25th, huh?
Yeah.
that's really soon.
Before we go on, we should take a quick break and talk about our most recent episodes. We're back, and we've been talking about our past two seasons so far on our third anniversary episode. It's been 3 years since we started the podcast. Yep. So now we're on, we're covering each episode on season three, which started the night we found out that our co-host Sean passed away. And that one starts with a tribute to Sean Lyons.
Yeah.
Probably the most,
most sentimental.
And very off the cuff and, good for off cuff.
It was supposed to be space.
It was supposed to be space. And I was the last person to talk to Sean, and he was like, okay, I'll see you Tuesday. Yeah. We'll do the space episode. And then we found out on Tuesday that he passed away.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't think we're all in the right mental psyche to do a podcast, but
it just seemed fitting.
I was like, we should. No, I didn't say so. Like, we collectively all decided we should do it because Sean would want to do it.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, well, we're going to do a tribute to Sean, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just like,
it just happened naturally.
Yeah.
I think I called Ashok and I was like, yo, we should do the episode.
I think that was the fastest you arrived to the restaurant out of all the podcasts.
No, I remember that pretty clearly. It was I was late a lot of these days. Yeah. But there was I was filing a police report on something. And then you texted me hey, right? Just hey. And I was like, something's up, right?
Because
no one says hey, right? And you said it and I was like, what the fuck? And then,
could you tell right from that point?
I knew something was up because he said, "Hey!" And plus, I worked the day before, and Sean didn't come. And I don't know if I didn't guess that's what happened. But like, I was like, "Something's up." But you just said, "Hey," you know. And then I was filing the police report, and I was like, "Let me finish this up. I'm going straight to the restaurant after." And I came, and we ended up doing the episode. That was a really bizarre, like, transcendental episode. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was. I couldn't hold it.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like it was scripted because I couldn't keep it together at the end.
I couldn't either, dude.
Yeah.
And then gave a bit of a break, it looks like. It says February 5th was the tribute, and then May 9th, 2021 was the next.
I think we took a...
I mean, that's off. Yeah, that was...
We're like... Because it was hard for us to do the podcast without Sean at that
point.
Well,
we do have an episode, right? Did we have that episode? I don't know if I want to mention it because it's not released yet.
Oh, the fascism.
Episode. We have a fascism episode somewhere. Mm-hmm. Was that the episode we first started with, and then we went to Joe Rogan?
Or was it
somewhere else?
No, we did fascism like a month after, and then I still have it. I didn't upload it for whatever reason. I forgot. I think
we could still open up.
I still have it.
It's a good episode.
If we didn't do an episode tonight, I was going to do that one. Yeah. But honestly, I've been so busy May.
Yeah.
Because of school.
Yeah.
That I was just like, whatever, kind of let it go. But I kind of keep it in reserve.
Yeah.
It'd be fun to go back and listen to that episode too, because I'd never listened back to it.
Yeah. And so, then we have the Joe Rogan episode. That was a pretty fun one.
Yeah. We're kind of trash Joe Rogan.
I don't even know what the controversy at that point
was. It gets
a
lot of hits. I noticed that one, but the retention is really low when people notice that Joe Rogan isn't the guest.
Oh, really?
Because that's what it's like. Yeah. That's what it looks like on there. But it also kind of is presented that way.
Yeah, that's fine.
Consciousness, being in nothingness. This was a fun episode.
That was, that's either my favorite or my second favorite for sure.
Yeah, you got like really lit and like we built up, like,
yeah, we
we built you up and at the very end had you explain your theory.
Yeah, and then it was like 15, 20 minutes of me setting up the theory, not even saying the theory. Yeah, and then since then we've kind of had a consciousness turn with a lot of our episodes.
Yeah.
Which is I don't mind at all. But yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, it was us three, and then we had Bailey on that one. That was a pretty strong one, I think, for sure. I still listen to that to this day, you know.
Then I picked the American Psycho one.
Yeah, that was good.
Other movies.
Where we talked about American Psycho and other movies.
Yeah.
It was a good one.
Yeah. I actually like the lighthearted ones a little bit. They're kind of chill. And Trivial Pursuit. Yeah, that was good.
That one was fun. And Jeff Bezos.
Mm-hmm. Rod, did you win that one? I think you won that one.
Yeah, I won the game. Yeah. We played Trivial Pursuit on the show. It was kind of like a let's play.
Yeah.
And then there's Matt Orchard.
There you go.
Where our most listened to episode where Matt was our guest. That was a good one. He's always interesting. Plus, I've spoken with him so many times. Like, we kind of have a pen pal type relationship at this point. So it felt natural.
This next title cracks me up, and I don't know why.
It's a good one.
Hyper reality, OnlyFans, and the Taliban. Like, it sounds like a book.
Yeah.
There it
that's
is.
So funny.
There's the skill, the titling skill.
That's a good one. That's probably the quintessential season three episode.
And same with the title of Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
Mysterious or not.
Yeah.
It's like a
pattern going
title
on.
Title of a book.
I mean, a lot of them are like that. You know, you have consciousness, : being in nothingness, hyperreality, you know, : OnlyFans and Taliban, Bohemian Grove, : Mysterious or not. That's actually really good.
It's
almost like a paper.
The one that I chose is probably the episode that I dove into the most.
Oh, yeah. You did a lot of research on that one.
Yeah, I was like reading about it for like 2 weeks.
So, yeah, you did a lot of research on that one. It was a good episode. We covered a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good, I don't want to say arguments, but debates on that one about like the legitimacy.
Yeah, my girlfriend called them too the night before the episode. She's like, can girls work there? And then he was like, no. And then he's like, what if you're a man that transfers to a woman? Like, could they work there? He's like, I don't know. Why are you asking all these questions? And then she got freaked out and hung up. I was like, what the heck? I kind of wanted her on that episode, but she didn't want to.
Yeah. That would have been good.
Yeah.
Then there was Hyper Reality, the Media, Gabby Petito, and Trump. We just had so much that we wanted to talk about in terms of hyper reality that we did a part two, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I did some. Yeah, actually, I forgot. I read a whole book for the hyper reality episodes. these were really good ones. You know, it was basically part two of the hyper reality one.
Yeah. And at that point, I had read more about it too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure, I mean, I think we should do more hyper reality stuff or like expand it more. I mean, we're still talking about it, really. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty insane concept. Yeah. I'm thinking about doing a video on it.
Yeah. I think
actually I am going to. I just haven't thought about exactly in what I'm going to use it as a framing device.
I think you should use I didn't start, but I'm like trying to read I don't even know how to pronounce the name. Deleuze, whatever.
Yeah,
and
he's
like
crazy.
Yeah, he'd be good to like connect that with. Because you can kind of argue some of it's a little bit similar, you know, from what I can comprehend of Deleuze, you know, like, you know, I guess you could say like within Baudrillard, you have like the constant production of commodities kind of creates this sort of next stage of hyperreality. You can kind of connect that with like Deleuzian concepts of like the repetition of events in contrast to their singularness. So you go beyond the difference into this sort of, you know, it's this repetitious process or whatever. So like, yeah, I think we can definitely expand on those for sure.
Yeah. We should do an episode on Marxism in general.
Did we have that idea before? Because that's a good idea.
I don't know. But
yeah, we should.
Postmodernism or Marxism.
No.
I don't know. We probably talked about Marxism quite a bit during
but
the hyper-reality.
Like
episode, yeah.
There's a lot to take in with Marxism because it branches out so far.
Yeah, but we should though, for sure.
Then there was the last two latest episodes.
Yeah.
What are thought experiments? That one was a fun one because thought experiments, you know.
Yeah, it was three big thought experiments. Yeah, again, this is the philosophical turn a little bit of the season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I liked the last one that we did before I went to LA.
Philosophy survey.
Yeah, cause interpretation.
That one cracked me up, man.
Yeah,
like in the
some debates on that one too.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
Definitely some debates on
that one. Touched on consciousness again.
Yeah, yeah, it did. Yeah. So did thought experiments. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess we're all a little bit more conscious.
Yeah.
About talking about consciousness.
Also, just the overload of beer bottle examples in that episode where I'm like, yeah, take this beer bottle, cut it up.
That was the philosophy one at the philosophy survey.
Yeah, that was a good one. But
you're like, if I cut off my arm, what is it? I was like, still your arm.
But I'm like, but is it me? Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it's you.
I think either right a little before we released the episode or a little after, there was another, I didn't even notice, there are multiple like times they do philosophy surveys. So the most recent one had different questions on it to be more updated. It's kind of hard to find on the website or whatever. So like the one we did was the one from like 6 years ago or whatever. That's the one that everybody knows about.
Oh, okay.
That's a famous one from 2015 or something.
So but you're saying there's an update?
I think one? There's yearly ones.
Oh,
okay. It's harder to find them, I think. But yeah, but we did the most famous one, which I'm okay with.
I think we should add a twist to it and do that. Like a most recent one.
Yeah.
But like have like hot ones sauce, hot sauce or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and make it a game.
Yeah, make it a game.
Also, the cool thing about the episode is that one and the thought actually more so the philosophy survey, that's our quote unquote season 3 finale, right? And that one talks about, there's a part about that talks about rationalism versus empiricism, which is kind of an homage to
the first episode.
Yeah, the first episode, which is kind of like almost like a retribution of like, okay, we know what we're talking about.
The season finale.
Yeah, I guess this is the season.
That was the last the real second, episode.
Yeah, the last real episode. Yeah,
This is a hyper reality right now. Hyper reality podcast.
Yeah. So that was a cool one to close out the proper episodes or whatever.
Yeah,
with.
It was strong.
Yeah, cows and teleportation. It's like an alien like picking up a cow.
Yeah. So
I think we talked about Star Trek too.
Yeah, because we had the teleportation question.
Yeah,
we're gonna take a quick break, and I think we should talk about where we see the podcast going, maybe here on.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back on Our Thoughts Tonight.
And we're back with Our Thoughts Tonight.
Our Thoughts Tonight.
Our Thoughts Tonight.
What's tonight?
Our thoughts.
You know, I listen to a lot of other I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, actually. But whenever I do, I listen to like one or two other podcasts. Like, as much as I shit on Joe Rogan, I listen to him when he has a guest I like on. And I listen to the Red Scare Girls, which are awesome.
Yeah.
It's called the Red Scare Pod.
I love Joe Rogan's podcast. The one that I liked the most recently was when he had Snoop Dogg on.
Oh, right, that one.
It was awesome.
Isn't that, where he has a bunch of blunts and Joe Rogan's
Snoop Dogg smokes. They're talking for 3 hours, and like every time the camera pans back to Snoop Dogg, he's either rolling a blunt or he's smoking one. And he's like,
same time, yeah,
got his own karaoke microphone, and he's like talking about when he was friends with Tupac and Biggie, and like just going through a history of his career and things that's going on in his life now. And I don't know, it was really interesting. My other favorite podcast is Tiger Belly with Bobby Lee.
You're listening to that a lot today.
Yeah. Or I watch it a lot too. Like, I feel like most of the podcasts that I listen to are comedy podcasts or comedians with their own podcasts, because I don't know, they're just funny. They crack me up.
Yeah. It's crazy because, like, you know, we do this podcast, but I low-key don't like podcasts. I really don't. I feel like
I don't either.
Yeah. Honestly. I mean, I sometimes like listen to either our episodes or Pondering Herb in my other podcast episodes, or like the other thing called Philosophy Now, which is he just has some.
Oh yeah, Philosophy Now is great.
Yeah, it's cool.
But that's like one of the top 100 that I listen to.
And there's also some history one that's like kind of decent. I just fall asleep too. But yeah, it's kind of crazy that I do this podcast, but like I don't like podcasts.
It's not that I don't like podcasts. Mm. There just aren't any fucking good ones.
That's true too.
I think there are, but I have trouble finding them.
Yeah.
Because again, they've become like just like YouTube videos where they make it difficult to find the small podcasts.
Yeah.
But the big, like when Obama started a podcast with what's his name? Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
They were pumping it out and it was advertised, you know. But
yeah,
so I listen to the Red Scare quite a bit and they're great. But the thing I was gonna say about like when I do listen to podcasts, and I have listened to a lot of random ones. Because instead of actually like looking up a podcast, now what I do is I'll look up a topic or a guest. Like I listen to a lot of podcasts that feature Adam Curtis.
Yeah.
But out of all the random podcasts I've listened to, a lot of them don't have a lot of the like traditions, or like, you know how we start the podcast from a break and we're all like, our thoughts tonight.
Yeah.
Like, they're not organized and it's not an ensemble.
Yeah.
It's like my least favorite thing, which I try to, I hope I can avoid this while podcasting. Sometimes when you put a microphone in somebody's face, they get this air about them where suddenly everything they say matters.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can see that a lot and people get really annoying, but you can quickly tell, like, as somebody who's been a performer for a majority of my life,
yeah,
that you can tell when somebody hasn't had a microphone for very long in front of their face. Yeah. They certainly act a different way. Yeah. I hope we don't ever come across it like that, but
I've seen it before.
It's like
when people are talking into the microphone when the podcast is off. Not all the time, but like long overdue, like 40 minutes of just like continuously talking into the thing, you know, like we do it sometimes. I'm like, oh, wait, we're not on. What?
Yeah.
But I mean, like,
it's natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some people just act like a douchebag suddenly, and that's irritating. But there's not a sense of ensemble. A couple of them have a really great ensemble. Like there's the one that Bailey showed me. What was it? I think it was the Skeptics podcast or something, which is pretty cool. They talk about science and various scientific topics, and they're all doctors, I believe, but they have an ensemble feeling where it's not just one guy or three guys individually talking about random shit. It's as a group, they have a good time.
That's
cool.
I mean, that's the thing with this, like, because I think it's because, like, for example, this show has always had that connotation that's supposed to be like a late night show,
because
Our Thoughts Tonight, you know, you have the logo and everything.
Yeah,
it's like, obviously we're not a late night show, but like, it's
funny because the title, it's kind of contrasty, just like all of our personalities as a collective.
Yeah,
the title is Our Thoughts Tonight, but the background looks like a sunrise.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All of our
going to the morning,
all of our personalities are very contrast, but we're all like best friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what makes this show.
Yeah. OTT.
yeah.
Yeah, so do you get tattoos of that stuff?
Where do you see the podcast going in season 4, I think, which will be starting probably sometime next month or so, potentially, or in a few weeks or whatever? Yeah. Where do you think that season's going to head towards? What do you think will change? Because with season 3, after Sean died, we had like good topics, better audio quality. I started editing every episode like very diligently. So the editing and the sound has gotten significantly better in the topics.
I think season 4 is going to be our best.
So far.
And hopefully we already have a amazing guest lined up.
Yeah, so. Noam Chomsky kicking it off. Probably, I'm assuming it'll be episode 2 or 3 because I don't think we'll do very many before Chomsky.
Yeah.
I might do like one. Or 2.
Yeah.
We could start off as the interview, but I think we should have maybe just a few.
Yeah. I agree.
We could always archive them.
Yeah. We could do that. Yeah.
Playbacks.
That's the thing, is like, we can ask, like, okay, where's in, look at this going philosophy with the progression of the show. Like, how did we improve each one and why?
Oh, that's a good idea.
So, like, with season 1 to season 2, we improved our sound quality because of all the problems that we had in the first season. Plus, we had Sean.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like
we didn't want to look bad.
Exactly. Yeah. And then season 3, we had to adapt because Sean died, you know, and then we had to adapt. And then plus,
we gotta take time.
How do you think we adapted in season 3, though? What changed? Because from my point, like, my editing adapted, but that wasn't necessarily because Sean died. I think that was because of my YouTube.
And that's what I was going to say. Yeah. You had other reasons too, like your YouTube. And also, I think topic choices were interesting because I think we're just obviously becoming more knowledgeable as time progresses.
Yeah.
So our topics themselves are better and stronger to talk about. So with season 4, you know, the clear indicator right now is Noam Chomsky, right?
Yeah.
That might be a good factor for audience. Who knows? Or maybe pathways into more interviews. Who knows? You know, Chomsky does that with some podcasts. Who knows, right? So that's one possibility. And like, we're going to learn more. Like, for God's sakes, we're getting close to the end of our degrees, you know? So it's going to be, I think, like season 3, where it's going to be more intense with topics, you know?
I think right.
With maybe a bit more audience, you know? And who knows?
With season 3 too, because we had so much time, like so many breaks in between because of like morning or school or...
Yeah.
Double jobs or whatever, we had more time to think about what topics we want to talk about.
That's true.
Like, we had months. to think about what you want to talk about. And not only just think about it, but
do the research.
Do the research for it, which is why the conversations are stronger.
That's important. Like, because it's difficult to do. If this is all we did, you know, in our lives, it would be easy to do an episode a day or a week, once a week. But, you know, to do the research and actually say interesting things is difficult.
Yeah.
Like, even with the YouTube, it takes me close to 2 months to do certain videos. Like, the longer ones take me months to make between the research. Mainly the research is what takes the longest. Yeah. And then regurgitating that in a way that is, like, unique to myself. And same thing with the podcast. Like, you don't want to just put anything out there for the sake of putting it on there.
And it all depends on the topic too and how big it is.
Like, yeah.
How broad it is.
And I think that's going to, that this was the case for season 3, but it's going to be more so for season 4 possibly, is like, because we can, you know, incorporate whatever other interests we're doing, right? Because, like, you can incorporate things that you're doing on your YouTube here, you know. Obviously, you're not going to do a whole episode here from your show, but, like, from your YouTube channel. But there's obviously parallels, right? And then with my studies, I can obviously implement that here, too. Like, the paper.
Ooh, yeah, the paper.
You know,
the infamous paper.
Which, by the way, I do
want to have, like, a whole episode of just a Shook reading the paper that we've been talking about. Literally for, like, the whole season 3.
I totally... Well, yeah. So,
what, think about it. It's been the whole season kind of 3.
So, actually, quick things about paper that I would mention. I do want to. The
paper.
That's funny.
What about the publication?
So, this Christmas break, if I have time, I'm going to actually try to finish the paper and send it for publication before it's due.
Is there a name for the paper?
Huh? The name?
Is there a title?
The current title is Will Theory, an Alternative Idea to the Philosophy of Mind.
That's great.
That's the current title, but
new album coming right at you.
Yeah.
Although I'm going to start working on another paper for the next philosophy conference, which connects with the paper, which I'll probably title something like, I don't know, Sense Certainty in the Gras School of Abstract Objects. I don't know. But like,
you use the same title, but just say part 2.
Yeah. Part 2 or like our clarification.
It's like the podcast.
Right. Well, anyway, I'm saying it's like, you know, with the podcast progressing, like the more projects or whatever we do, we can implement those further in. Like, for, you know, we did conscious episode, we did philosophy survey, and for example, I implemented my own stuff into those episodes.
Yeah.
You know, and hyper reality, we're both interested in. We both put that in, and hell, you're gonna do hyper reality stuff in the future for your YouTube. So like,
definitely.
So it's connecting more and it's becoming a broader branch. I forgot since we have a Reddit now, you know, and then like, and also there's something is, and this is kind of this quote unquote dream, not dream, but like this whole broadening area of projects, right? Because, you know, we have the pondering her, and it is not associated with Our Thoughts Tonight, but there's a whole web going on.
It's branching out.
You have Our Thoughts Tonight, you have the YouTube channel, you have the Pondering Hermit podcast. I don't know, you can add some music projects in here and there. So it's kind of like this web or whatever, which is interesting. So I don't know. I know you, and with Sean, you had his poetry and all his stuff online, you know, and his books and his music, you know, and it's all can filter here a little bit.
Yeah. And I noticed, like, because for like with your papers or with my YouTube channel, like those are more fine tuned, but like at a podcast, like you said, you can just kind of come here and talk about those things.
Yeah. Too. You can reflect.
Yeah. Reflect on what you have written about or whatever. Yeah. That's why I suggested we do Marks, because I just wrote an entire like 40-minute long video on McCarthyism. So I know so much about McCarthyism. I read an entire book and like looked up all these, not just one book, but looked up looked up all these documents for it. And like I never thought I would have such a vast knowledge of McCarthyism.
Yeah.
Or the Red Scare in general.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Marx, man, you know, it's, I feel like a Republican out there is going to laugh at me for saying this, but like, I got robbed, by the way, everybody. I forgot to mention.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But, you know, one of the things I got robbed was Das Kapital Volume 1.
No shit.
Which is the funniest thing. Yeah.
That is symbolic as hell.
It's like, damn, commie got his book robbed. Shows him.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
That sucks.
They're probably going to open it up. It's like, oh, shoot.
My car got robbed and my communist book got taken.
They're just going to open my backpack and see all my, like, my essays on, like, I don't know, Chinese history and like Karl Marx and all that
maybe
stuff.
Maybe they'll learn a thing.
Maybe
or two.
They'll maybe fucking feel bad about it.
I hope
it.
So.
I would feel, or yeah, maybe they'll be enlightened. Who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe you just help someone get smarter.
Just seriously.
A couple decimals.
Yeah, there's a cons prolegomena in there. They can read that.
IQ went up. Themselves.
Yeah. Plus yeah. Whatever happened with that?
What? Oh, nothing. I mean, yeah, I filed
they're
a
police
report.
Not gonna do anything. No. It's impossible.
Yeah, the most I can do is go around driving some pawn shops, but I don't. I just got the time, so maybe I can do it. But I don't think I'm.
Did they break your window?
No, they just like somehow got it open. I mean, I have like a 16-year-old car, so like it's a found a way probably. Yeah. So.
I think they slim jimmed it.
Fucked. Yeah. So one thing that I think or I hope will change is we've been doing this shit for 3 years, and let's just say we've been doing it for 2 years because the first year was like so amateur.
Yeah.
I hope our listening base gets stronger because. Yeah. A lot of the episodes are pretty good, and I hope they will. I'm trying, like, if I could crank out videos faster on YouTube, I could promote this more.
Yeah.
But, like, I haven't had the opportunity to be like, hey, and also check out my podcast on an actual video.
Yeah.
The last one I promoted something else. I can't remember what it was, but I'm thinking I could probably do it at the end of this next one, but we'll see.
Yeah.
And I want to do more episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And doing it more frequently would also help that out. No, but like we are busy and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
There's like a month now with no school, so maybe we'll get a couple more in. It is realistic, or I mean, it is kind of semi-realistic to do it bi-weekly or once every 3 weeks. I think we could probably do that. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. After like Sean was kind of pushing for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we also did get much busier with the higher upper level classes. Like this last semester. Or the summer semester, especially for me, was insanity.
Yeah you guys were dealing with school. Well, I was dealing with life.
Yeah. I mean, that's all.
I got a DUI.
Exactly. Yeah, you got the DUI.
And then I had an ankle monitor and all the things. And all that's done.
This is actually one last opportunity. Maybe this might be my final thought or whatever. But like, I think the podcast has overall transformed. So you know how like we're like philosophy, psychology, music, you know, politics. I think it's kind of coalesced into like just sociology in general at this point.
Pretty much, or sociology or social psychology.
Yeah, where it's a mix of every, you know, music, not so much, but it connects.
Arts and crafts.
Yeah, so it's like sociology with like music and game episodes, and I like that. So
and comedy.
And like, yeah.
So there's like a touch of comedy to it,
too. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Especially on some of the episodes.
Yeah.
I just took social psychology. And more often than not, it would tie in with philosophy.
Yeah.
And I would see all these parallels with my videos and with the podcast on like the altruism situation, for instance. I was telling you about that when I was writing that paper. Like inherently, because there's so little we know about human nature, just all we know is based off of what we observe, that you have to think about it philosophically, inevitably.
And that's, and again, because of that nature of the podcast, one, I think that's where a lot of our future guests might coalesce around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, there's guests that I may want to email or whatever, but like, I actually don't really want... It wouldn't be fitting, I think, to invite some people that I am thinking about. Because it's like, it gets like a too out of the field, I think.
What about Vince Sellers?
You're right. Well, I mean, that's like, that was during our political era, maybe.
That's so true, yeah.
I wouldn't categorize any...
Maybe you're right, yeah.
If it's loosely, it's like, you know, like, yeah, he's a part of crime, which is a part of justice, which we did talk about.
Yeah.
Musicians, we could even have musicians.
Yeah, that's just true.
A guest is a guest, man. That's the whole point.
And like, the topics we talk about always end up being about philosophy.
Yeah.
Or psychology. I mean,
that's what it started at, was a philosophy podcast. And it still is, but it's broad. And the thing is, like, for example, we can talk about, you know, social psychology and various...
End segment or anything else that comes to our minds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or yeah, our thoughts tonight. Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I wasn't saying it was like we can talk about ethical stuff, add some lavitas, add some metaphysical connections.
The more subjects,
it all connects.
The better. Having more material is nothing but an improvement.
That's true.
Actually, in fact, that's you're right, because like that show Hot Ones you mentioned.
Yeah.
My biggest criticism of that show is that he doesn't ask good questions.
Oh. He dives into like their personal lives that when actors or comedians or anyone's going on their show, they don't get asked personal questions like that. So he dives more into like the guest's personal life and places that they've been to or things that they experienced as a young actor before they were known. And that surprises them, not so much the audience. It's more of like
Nardwar.
Like more exactly. It's more of an internal thing than an external thing.
Yeah, I think about it like I would more likely watch that show if the questions he was asking were like, I wouldn't expect him to ask philosophical questions, but maybe like questions about his opinion or their opinions, like questions that are borderline not controversial, but like hard-hitting questions.
Yeah.
Because that's what you want to see when they're eating chicken wings. Like, if somebody's talking about like a sweater they owned before they were famous and eating a 10-level like chicken wing, who fucking cares?
Yeah.
You got to ask a hard question when you know, it'd just be more exciting.
Yeah.
I get it. It's like it appeals to a wide audience, so he doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, it's like an interview kind of thing, you know, like, you know, it's the classic.
They're there
like,
to promote what they're... what they're there for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they have to eat really, really hot.
I mean, it's wings. Basically like your typical like late night show. It's like you don't ask them what their opinions are.
I think it's awesome. It's funny.
It's still cool. Yeah. It's not bad. It's just
the best late night shows like through the 70s, like the Dick Cavett Show, which was my idea. When I thought of like creating Our Thoughts Tonight, I thought Dick Cavett Show.
Yeah.
And he's the, in my opinion, the best out of all of those late night guys since the format started, I think, in the 70s, because he sat down with like, he would sit down with George Harrison and he would say, why did you guys hate Yoko Ono?
Yeah.
You know, ask the questions that everybody wants, regardless of the controversy. Why did you guys break up? Or he would sit with Marlon Brando and he would say, why didn't you walk up to receive your Oscar when you won? Why did you ask this indigenous girl to do it for you?
Yeah.
You know, he would ask the questions that were, you know, relevant, but also on people's minds and contentious.
You know what's weird? That's been like not only not the case anymore, but like kind of despised. Like, it's weird because I despise it. Like, there was that one interview Stephen Colbert did with Oliver Stone, I think, like a few years ago, and he was actually asking, so, and you know, Stephen Colbert, especially at the time, was, I mean, he's corporate media basically, right? He's liberal media, whatever. And Oliver Stone had that whole Putin documentary, whatever. And you know, Stephen Colbert was basically doing the hard questions from a very liberal corporate perspective, you know, like, oh, you love Putin or whatever, you know, stuff like that. And you know, I think that's, you know, dishonest by Colbert, but it was quote unquote the hard questions. And the thing was, everyone trashed Colbert for that. You know, you didn't not even just like right wingers. It was actually a wrong thing for him to quote unquote ask tough questions, because the formula was do the orange man bad jokes, do the stupid lazy questions with Brian.
That's neoliberalism, right?
Yeah,
there.
And these Orange Man is bad, but it's like, it's just, yeah.
Someone's telling him to do these things too. Yeah.
But it's also, it just sells more, you know. Obviously, it's what people like.
And then you got to worry about cancel culture.
Yeah, which will lead us probably to our next episode.
I think Colbert, as much as he is like establishment liberal, I'll give him credit for doing that. He asks, like, he'll get into like slight debates with people, not necessarily to the extent that I would like to see, but and also there's this, like, this is a whole neoliberal thing, like in the last 30 years, but especially since like, let's say 2010 on, some people are like, no, I don't talk politics.
Yeah,
that is unheard of in civilization up until this point.
Because I also think it's a lie.
If you don't talk about politics, that means you have the luxury to avoid talking about politics.
But that's a lie, because I've heard that, and you know what people who say that are? They're going to be mostly conservatives, but without realizing, because if you don't talk politics, you're going to be left behind, which will eventually leave you being conservative. Because your ideas will eventually be outdated. Because that's what I hear all the time.
That's why there's so much infighting on the left.
Yeah. Because, you know, we're quote unquote advancing all constantly or whatever. But like, if you're just, I don't talk politics, means, you know, your politics are like probably 10 years old, which is drastic.
Yeah, neoliberalism is conservatism.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it's just, that's, you know, economically liberalized.
Yeah, not even really. I mean, yeah, economically liberalized. Yeah, yeah. Not left.
You know.
All right, boys. Let's not get into a debate.
But yeah,
anyway.
No, I wasn't agreeing. But what I'm saying is, like, yeah. So, at least here we can have, within this podcast, final thoughts again. we have debates.
Double final.
I think,
thoughts.
And it's actually healthy.
And know, this specifically, like media criticism and criticism of neoliberalism, is a perfect segue into season four with Noam Chomsky because that's exactly what he likes talking about.
Yeah, that'll be a theme of the next.
shitting on neoliberals.
Yeah.
Final thoughts.
My final thoughts. I'm excited to start season four. I think we should totally do an episode where I just read the paper.
You should.
I think it's almost done. It's going to be about 60 pages or 50 pages. So that'll probably be a whole episode in there.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I'd just edit it while you're going if you mess up or whatever.
The only problem is how that's going to work with copyright and stuff, because if it does get published, I don't think it's going to be a problem, but because my paper
should be fine.
Yeah, I think it should be fine too. And that's too long.
It's really audio that's like recorded audio that's copyright issues.
Yeah, and there's like different logical equations. I'll just make that fit somehow. But yeah, that's my final thoughts. I'm excited for season four.
You could just summarize it.
Yeah, or that.
I'm excited for the upcoming episodes like cancel culture, Marxism.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. And yeah.
Noam Chomsky.
Noam Chomsky, man.
Yeah, I agree. Cool. I agree with Zach, and I'm also excited to do an episode live.
Oh yeah, me too.
And my final thought is, it's been a good 3 years so far. Let's keep it going.
Do it.
We're all OTT.
It all started one day at work when I was like, you know, it'd be real cool if there was a radio station that played Gregorian chants.
Yeah.
And here we are 3 years later.
We spent a few days on names, and I was in the kitchen. I was like, our thoughts tonight. And I was like, that sounds like a late night show. Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well,
thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that do.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's been our thoughts tonight, and we'll see you guys in season four. Our thoughts tonight.
Oh, to write a song that has no meaning at all. That doesn't touch a personal nerve or heed a social call. That knows no up or down. That has no right or wrong. That doesn't need a reason to waste some time with song, just like that old time. Rock and roll with the easy chords and a touch of soul. Give me old time rock and roll. And I'll sing ba ba cha ba ba. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, to sing a song that doesn't let it all hang out. That doesn't wave any flag or have any slogan to shout. That knows no east or west. That has no left or right. That doesn't throw any stones or look for any fight. Just like that old time rock and roll with the easy chords and a touch of soul. Give me old time rock and roll. And I sing ba ba cha ba ba. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Just to write a song that won't mend a broken heart. That won't woo you like a lover or promise a brand new start. That doesn't preach of rain and fire or heed any higher call. That doesn't need a reason to mean nothing at all. Just like that old time rock and roll with the easy chords and a touch of soul. Give me old time rock and roll. And I sing ba-bop, shabop, then whoa, whoa, whoa. Just like that old time rock and roll with the easy chords and a touch of soul. Give me old time rock and roll. And I sing ba-bop, shabop, then whoa, whoa, whoa. Ba-bop, shabop, then whoa, whoa, whoa. Ba-bop, shabop, then whoa, whoa, whoa.